So let's get into the practical stuff, because if you're not thinking about reviews, maybe you'll get some, but as the data shows, you'll certainly get less. And the number one tip I have is to simply put a request in the back of your book. Now, this is beyond knowing that Amazon will have that little layer at the end for your electronic book. I like to end all of my books with an appeal to the reader. And we've added this in your ebook and paperback template in the bonus resources in the course. It's just a page that says one last thing. And you can use this exact page. You can edit the text if you want to. But we really want to lean into the ask and say, look, I worked really hard on this book. The reader can kind of see you as an author and say, hey, can you do me a favor? Please review the book on Amazon. And then that little thanks in advance, that's one of those little techniques that we've seen improves the conversion rate just because it implies a little obligation on the part of the reader. They see that and they're going, ah, okay, now I have something to do. So that's my first suggestion is make sure whenever you upload the book, if it's an ebook, you can add a link that we're going to talk about here in a second. Or if it's a paperback, definitely leave the ask in there, even though they'll have to go online and do it themselves, just because it's a little bit of a trigger, it's a little bit of a prompt. The second thing, and we talked about this already, call in favors. Call your mom, call your cousin, call your uncle. Whenever you launch a book, especially the first one, because you have no followers on Amazon, no list, no anything, you're going to want to get everyone you can to the review page. And if that means asking Uncle Bobby, I would most definitely do that to make it happen. The third step, and I'm expecting some questions here potentially, Tim. So be alert. I'm going to see your eyebrows go up in a minute. Creating a magic link for people to click. So we talked about it can be difficult for someone to leave a review on Amazon. And we'll walk through it here in real time and take a look at my book. If we go here, I'm looking at, hey, I got a new rating today. Love that, a new review. If I'm here, it's not 100% clear. Like, Tim, what's the first move? If you wanted to review this book, what's the first move you would make?
I don't know, like, where do you click?
Right, maybe scroll, like maybe look. That technically the shortest way is to click this tiny invisible thing and you go down here. And even once you're here, you're going, okay, where's the fr oh, here it is. It's this invisible white button to write a review.
Oh, I would never see that.
No one, right, you'd never see it, right? And so many people launch a book and then they say, okay, guys, go leave a review. And then what do they do, Tim? They just link people to the page. And even if it's your mom, even if it's your cousin, your best friend, whoever it is, if they want to leave a rating real bad, they still have to figure out how to do it. So a big hack here is to not link someone straight to the page. Instead, we're going to deploy a little bit of a ninja trick, and I'll show you on the slides here first because we'll add this link, and then I'll show you how it happens in practice or why it happens. So this right here is totally gobbledygook. Like it's going to scramble your brain if you look at it too hard. So don't look at it too hard. Look at what's in the box. We have this seemingly random like combination of letters and numbers. What that is the ASIN number of my book. And when you're looking at any book on Kindle, it will always have that number. This is the kind of identifier. Back in the traditional publishing days, they had ISBNs. Amazon has its own version, which is the ASIN, which stands for Amazon Signature Identifier Number or something of that nature. That's what you want to get. And so, if you want to create this magic link, what you do is follow the process that we just did. Now, again, you won't have to do this. You can just replace your ASIN in the link that we're going to give you. But I want to show you what's happening. So I've hopped down to the reviews. I've clicked write a customer review. Now look at this. So this review, this is the link. If I'm going to share a book with someone, I am going to give them this link directly, because it means that instead of taking them to the main page and instead of making them look around and click everywhere, what's going to happen is they'll hop, and I did the thing again, but they'll hop right to this page and they'll be like, oh, okay, yep, overall rating 5. Have I really not reviewed my own book? No way is it going to let me do this. Incredible book. And you leave.
Todd is a legend.
Yeah, you leave the review. I'm gonna be. I'm not gonna do it right now. But I. Okay. Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Yeah, Todd. As you're writing that, just one thought that comes to mind. Are there any techniques on how to write a good review that you could share with people that are gonna leave reviews, like your mom?
Yep, absolutely. And I'll touch on that at the end. One strategy that we've done with some clients is, literally, because we wanted to make it as easy as possible, we wrote the copy for them. Like, so we'd say, okay, you know, we're in a chat or whatever, we're saying, hey, what's your favorite part of the book? They tell us, and then we follow up later and say, look, thanks so much for reading the book. If you don't mind, you know, could you leave a review? It might look something like this. And we literally wrote the lines for them to copy and paste. And so that is, it depends on how long, you know, how long you want to take that not really scalable action. But you could certainly say, if you have people in mind, you could give them a baseline. Now, this hints into what I'll get into later, but if Amazon is seeing like identical reviews pop up or very, very similar reviews pop up, they're gonna shut all that down. So I wouldn't ask everyone to copy and paste, but there's no reason you can't give them some starter ideas. And I'm going to try to review my own book because we're doing this experiment live. Read this book. Like, obviously, of course I'm giving it 5 stars. This is going to be... I'm just making sure. Like, I know I'm in my account, and I know they know this is my book. Let's see. Bada bing! Review submitted. So now, soon, I'm going to have one more review. on my definitely 5-star book, and that's going to be hilarious. So, in summary, what you don't want to do is take people to a page like this. It's taking me to the review page. Interesting. See what I mean about moving the clicks around all the time? You don't want to take people to the main sales page. You want to take them to the review page, and in order to do that, you yank the link from that page and you replace your ASIN. Cool. Makes sense? I told you it was ninja, but it's worth the effort for sure. Cool. Okay, so that's the magic link. And then the fourth tip is one for people who might have a little bit of readership, or someone who's maybe even 10 people who are close to you, who are reading your work and who have enjoyed it. What you can do here is deploy a strategy we call the ARC, build an ARC team. So ARC stands for Advanced Reader Copy. That's a standard term, you know, in the traditional and self-publishing industry. And how that goes is you would give a book away, or an advanced copy, AR, Advanced Reader Copy, to someone who would want to read the book and say, hey, this book is coming out soon. It would mean the world to me if you could just review it. Maybe you give them a PDF or something. It's not the final version. And review the book when the time comes. So what you're doing, again, asking for a favor here, but it's for someone who already is liking what you're doing. Maybe you want them to feel a little special, and you give them the book in advance in exchange for a review whenever the book comes out. Now, recently this happened with a friend of a friend, and I've tried to wash some names to protect the innocent here, but to protect the not so innocent. This guy built it. He has a huge list, you know, close to 500,000. Was making a run at an Amazon or a New York Times bestseller list. Built up a 500 person launch team. So these were people who literally, you know, responded to an email, raised their hand, and said, "Please let me help you with the book launch." So 500, that's an army of people. Like for people like us writers who are trying to get attention all the time, all these people came in and they wanted to help him write the book. But he didn't ask them to leave a review. So what happened? Launch day came and went, came and went. Weeks went by, and of those 500 people, these dedicated fans who begged to be a part of the early launch, very few of them left ratings. And I'll tell you that of that 68, I'm one of them because I got a call in a panic that said, "Nobody's leaving reviews. Please, like, you know, go in there and leave a review and ask everyone." So in order to really pull off this strategy, you have to make it clear that you need the reviews. Feedback on the book is wonderful, but when the time comes, what you really want to do is get them to leave reviews. And you got to ask. You got to ask them for the review directly. Tim, any thoughts, any big thoughts on these strategies? What's sticking out to you? What's the main takeaway for you in that section?
Todd, I think the main takeaway for me is the fact that you don't actually need to have any reviews. That certainly makes me a little bit more comfortable that I can start with zero and, you know, not completely fail.
Yeah.
And then I think, yeah, just building up to just having a few reviews and not being obsessed by it and knowing that the cover and the title and the description are where I want to spend my time.
Yep.
I think that that was a big takeaway because I probably put too much focus on reviews and how I was thinking about them.
Yeah. And if you're taking the long-term approach here, you know you're going to build the reviews over time, and you're going to do it by selling more and more books with these, you know, ad funnels, the constant ads that we're talking about. So you're getting people in the door, and you're going to have this page to ask someone whenever they finish it. For context, this screen, I took this screenshot yesterday, and 150 ratings. We just checked it now, and I had 151, and then I left mine as the author, and I'm now set up to 152. I didn't sell 200 books between yesterday and today. That'd be nice, but I'm getting a higher rate just because of these little tactics and because of time. So those are the four tips for getting reviews.